Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm here today on the second day of October, and can you believe it? I mean, here we are already in the fourth quarter of the year. Time goes quickly as a business owner and as a parent. I mean, you know, just being a person in life, we're always saying, can you believe how fast time has gone? Well, it moves fast every day, folks. It doesn't wait for anyone. And all I can suggest to you is to make sure that you plan properly for every day that you're available. So what does that mean? Well, you can't plan what's going to happen that day, but you can plan to be who you're going to be that day. A lot of times we struggle with what we need to do, why we don't do it. We have all great excuses. I mean, I can go on and on for a whole show. But the truth of the matter is, every day we get to make a choice on how we want to perform in our day, how we want to be, how we want to make sure others recognize us as. So it's up to you to make that choice first thing every day. I like to make sure that I have the opportunity to make that decision every day. Well, actually, when I do get to make that opportunity every day, I feel like I'm blessed. So I don't want to waste anything that I've been blessed with. So I try to make the best decisions, the best choices that I can with the knowledge that I have and what I'm allowing myself to be that day. We always make choices, and not always the right ones, but we are stuck with the consequences at the end of that choice. Anyway, every week on Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, we go through a process. We work off that word gamble. 20 years in the casino industry, I have come to realize that the word gamble means more than just a roll of the dice. Of course, life is a gamble, so I'm told. But my question is, are you willing to gamble on yourself? That's where I always go, because I am willing to gamble on myself, because as I mentioned before, I have the opportunity to make that choice every day. So I work off the acronym GAMBLE. Stands for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And, you know, I did a show prior earlier this week, and we talked about marketing. It's about everything that comes out of your mouth and every action that you take markets who you are. So for me today, I want to talk about the word leverage. Okay, how are you leveraging what you're doing daily? What does leverage mean to you? We could spend another whole show on the word leverage. But for me, it's about getting things done and actually doing less things to get it done. So, you know, I'm a business networker. I go to networking groups. I run a networking group. I believe that growing my business through networking is a way to leverage opportunity to learn more ways to gain visibility. Another way, it's kind of what our show's about today, how to leverage yourself as a radio guest using the internet radio platform. Now, we know that there's a lot of things that take place with the internet, and we'll get a little bit deeper into that after we get through a little bit of the introduction here today. But the thing of it is are you leveraging all the tools available to you to get the visibility that you need to help grow your company or grow your product or your service, or how about just growing your brand? One of the things that I always do is I give that word leverage, the word of the week, which is leverage. And the other thing is the challenge of the week. On that challenge, I'd like to make sure that you're finding a way to leverage what you're doing 70% of the day. Because that's where the meat of our business is, of what we spend 70% doing in our day. Now, maybe we're spending 70% of the time doing the wrong things, but that's a different subject altogether. You need to be clear on what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it, and then you need to find out how you can leverage that, or if you are leveraging it, don't even recognize it. So, word of the week, leverage. Challenge of the week, how are you leveraging what you're doing on a daily basis in your business or in your life? So, folks, I want to talk about a couple of things before we get started. I want to make sure everybody knows you can find TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com and find all the list of shows that we do. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone is just one of 12 shows a week that are produced here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find anything that you're looking for by going to TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com and look at the list of shows, the list of hosts, what their subjects are about. You could be a guest on their show. You could just be a follower of their shows. You can find some of the shows, well, you can find them all on iTunes, but some of the individual hosts have their own iTunes channel as well. So there's no way that you can't find us unless you don't know how to get to search on your computer. Type in Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can type in Tony Gambone, and all that will come up as well. We're always looking forward to connecting with people, so like us on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio or Tony Gambone. You can find us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest. If there is a plug to the internet to it, we usually can be found. So check us out. Become a follower. You can call into the show, 347-989-1363, and learn more about the show by asking questions. So we're always looking for people to bring valuable information to our shows so that the people out there can learn from it. Okay, so if you're interested in becoming a host of a radio show, that's something that we're marketing as well, because at Tough Talk Radio Network, we have found a way to provide a service for you that takes all the work out of it. That's right, complete done-for-you service to host your own radio show. So what does that mean? In short, doing your own show without spending more than 1 hour a week doing a one-hour show. If that fits into what you're looking to do, contact us at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com or go to Become a Host tab on toughtalkradionetwork.com and learn more about it as well. We're always looking for new people to bring new information to our platform. This month, we're looking actually for someone to do a food show or a home improvement show. There are the two areas that we're looking for right now. We do look at all opportunities, okay, but we are looking specifically for someone to host a show on food, cooking, or home repair, home remodeling. You know, HGTV and the Food Network are big stations out there, so we're trying to bring that process into the arena of our platform. Okay, so I want to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you today about how you could benefit from being a guest on an internet radio program. If you're an author, a speaker, a business owner, someone with a message that needs help getting that visibility, I'm going to show you a way today to do that. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to dive into that and see what you can learn from it. So stay tuned.
Are you feeling burnt out or lost on where to go or what to do next when it comes to your business? If you feel like you own a job instead of a business, or if your business is running you instead of you running it, we can help. The Thrive Business Center was created to educate and support small business owners. With a strategic approach and a proven method, we'll help you identify what is working well in your business and what is not. Then, together, we can establish an action plan with an implementation process so that your business can get back to thriving. For more information, go to ThriveBusinessCenter.com. ThriveBusinessCenter.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Are you a sales professional stuck in a rut? Are you a sales manager trying to direct women in your company? In her book, Selling in a Skirt, Judy Hoberman offers invaluable and proven insights into how gender differences can affect sales outcomes and the tools and strategies to drive real results in today's marketplace. Judy offers a suite of workshops, seminars, and coaching programs that complement her highly successful book. Her 30 years in sales have given her both the knowledge and a sense of humor about the gender differences that we should all understand and embrace instead of feeling unable to communicate. Judy's humorous stories about how men and women sell, manage, recruit, and supervise differently will enlighten you in learning how both genders can support each other's successes in a more productive way. Find out more by going to sellinginaskirt.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it is the second day of October and the year is almost over. Hopefully you're planning well and you're gaining the access to the opportunities you're looking for. I don't always know what the answer to that is, because I don't always know what your questions are. So you can do that by calling in 347-989-1363. Maybe we could help you out with those questions. Okay, so today's show is a show that we're going to do kind of like a little workshop, I guess you might say, maybe a teleseries. We're going to talk about the benefits of being a guest on an internet radio show. So as I mentioned in the beginning, one of the things that I want to talk about is how are you gaining the visibility that you need in your business? What are you using? Is it strictly social media? I mean, are you that person that plays on Facebook? Maybe it's LinkedIn, Twitter. I don't know. What are you doing with that? How are you marketing yourself to gain the access that you need to gain visibility, which will cause growth in your business? I have found through some homeworks, through some time, I guess you could say, I've spent 6.5 years doing radio shows. I've done 4 years training people how to host their own radio shows. So I kind of got the idea of what does it really take to be a good guest on a radio show? How do you benefit from that? I hear people come on and be guests on shows weekly. Maybe 12 shows a week, 24 guests or more. Times that by 6 years, that list grows. So I've discovered a lot of things that can be done to better help the things that are taking place when you're being that guest. Now, you know, I've talked to a lot of people that have been interviewed, and I've asked them a lot of questions. What are you getting out of it? You know, what's that one question everybody asks? What's the return on my investment? Well, I know that to be a guest on an internet radio show, it's free. And as I also know that some shows are now charging, because that's how popular radio is getting. That's how popular it's becoming to be able to use the internet radio platform to gain the visibility that you need in your business or in your organization. So one of the things that I know is some stats, and I'm just going to mention this. Over 55 million people per month listen to internet radio. That's right, over 55 million people. Also, another stat, if you go to the Small Business Association, the SBA, okay, you will find, I'm sorry, the Better Business Bureau. Let's see. Which one is it? It's one of those organizations. I'm going to look it up here in a second. But if you look online, you will find that the Better Business Bureau shows you in writing the power of being on internet radio. They recommend it. They even recommend hosting your own show, but I'm just talking about that's it's been given their stamp of approval. And I'll tell you why I say this. There's a lot of people when I tell them to be a guest on a radio show, it's kind of like asking them to speak in front of 1,000 people. Even though you can be in your own area with no one around, just on a telephone, doing the interview, they still freak out. And then when you start telling them the benefits, you know, they get that almost, I call it the half roll of the eye. They want to roll their eyes, but they're trying to be polite. So a lot of people sometimes just don't even really get it. So, you know, I try to talk them into it. I want them to see the value of it. I want them to see how they can take that interview, download it, and upload it onto their website so that people can, when they go to their website, learn a little bit more. Let's face it, video is huge, and I'm not saying don't do video, but have you ever seen anyone put on their website something that would get your attention in a video? Maybe it was something like, hey, you know, hi, my name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the founder of Tough Talk Radio Network. I have good days and I have bad days, but I can't say I have more good than bad. Sometimes our service works and sometimes it doesn't, but we really need the money. No, they don't say anything like that. They're all giving you the same beautiful scenario. And I get it. I'm not questioning that. But as a person that's stopping by to a website, when I see that, or maybe it's that video that just starts as soon as you get to the website and you can't stop it, that really freaks me out. But the thing of it is, when I'm stopping by a website, I'm looking for something that's going to make me stay there. And as a website owner, when someone comes to my website, I'm hoping that they'll press at least one more tab, because the time frame that it takes for them to visit and leave is short. Of course, that's why they tell you only have a 2-minute or less video, because people aren't even going to click on it if it shows that it's more than 2 minutes. That's the world we live in. But how about this, folks? How about if someone came to your website and they were able to click on a button that said that was a recording of you being interviewed? That's right. Someone asking you questions. Now they might go, this is interesting. I never realized that they were that important. That perceived value is what we're looking for. That perception of what they think is that decision that they're going to make to click on that button to hear more. So if something says, listen to the latest interview, they're going to be curious enough to click on that. Someone's asking you questions. All you're doing is answering. So you get to sell your service or your expertise without selling it. You're just answering questions. Now, to me, that's a pretty good deal. And, you know, you remember in the beginning I said that people are starting to charge for radio interviews, but 97% of them are still free. So that's a wide market. When you have over 55 million people listening to internet radio every month through downloads and archives, through iTunes, through SoundCloud. So think about that. How much visibility are you looking for? Now, I'm not saying if 10,000 people knock on your door today, you're going to be able to handle all that. But what's your conversion rate? So what are you willing to do to gain the visibility? Are you willing to take out 20 minutes? That's usually 10 to 20 minutes is your standard interview. Are you willing to take out that time to go on an internet radio program and market yourself as an expert? I know. People are saying, what am I going to talk about? What are they going to ask me? Oh, my God, what if I don't have the right answer? What if I don't know what to say? So let's start from the beginning. Being a radio guest, well, is it for everyone? I would love to say yes. And I think in the long run it is. But first, there's a couple things that you have to know. One, are you clear on what you do? Two, are you clear in the way you describe it? Three, who do you provide it for? And four, how long have you been doing it? What is it that makes you the expert? Is it because you have a business card, website, and your own brand that's trademarked? Is it from experience? Have you written a book? Are you a speaker? Now, when I ask if you're a speaker, don't get confused and say, no, I don't speak. I'm scared of being in front of the room. Are you someone that explains what you do in your business to a networking group, maybe a business breakfast or lunch? Are you someone that cold calls or walks into a place and asks to speak to someone about what you do? You're a speaker. Guess what? You're a speaker. You are speaking about what you do. So now, I always think that people with books and people that are speakers are out there trying to market themselves. And they are. They're all over the internet using the platform of the radio to do that. But what about the business owner? You have a service, you have a product, you are an expert, and you need to market yourself. In today's world, we don't ever have to meet people to do business because of the internet. We can do business around the world. So are you willing, if you fit into that, maybe you're that person that, okay, so if you have a pest control company, maybe this won't work for you along these lines, not that it's completely out, but maybe it wouldn't work for you because you have to physically go somewhere and do a treatment on the house. Maybe if you do carpet shampooing, or maybe if, you know, you're, maybe if you're a doctor in a certain area, you only take patients in a certain area. Okay, so I get it. But how many doctors out there have written books or articles and are trying to get that message out to become that person later on that speaks to other doctors? Or maybe you have a pest control company and you figured out a way to grow that business just incredible. So maybe you want to write an article or an ebook on how that's done and start marketing yourself as an expert to go out and speak to groups of pest control companies or franchises. I don't know. There's a lot of different things. We can go on and brainstorm this forever, but I just want to work on the area that I know for sure. So you're a business owner, you're a speaker, you're an author. It all comes under the title of business owner. But let's just say that you don't need to have access to the people to do business with them face-to-face. You can do it through the internet. This is a perfect fit for you. If you go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the homepage tab. On the right-hand side, you're going to see a radio guest checklist. There's 20 things that I put together there. I'm going to go over them on this show. But you can opt in to get the download. Now listen, we're not going to send you a bunch of stuff. It makes me crazy when that takes place. We will send you something, maybe a newsletter once a month. And if you're not interested in receiving it, you can always opt out because you've already got the checklist. That seems fair enough. So one of the things I did was I came up with 20 different things that you could do to improve your opportunity as a radio guest. Now listen, folks, you got to understand from this side of the microphone here, everything I do, I believe is, you know, the benefit of serving others. Okay. I believe that if you serve others, you'll receive. I believe that, you know, networking is the way to grow your business. I believe that Jesus was the original networker. Okay. So, you know, you do reap what you sow and you will get what you give. So make sure that you understand the mindset that you have in order to grow anything, including yourself. And that's where it starts. So let's go through some things. So a lot of people, you know, they don't know what they don't know, right? So I'm just going to go through this list. Before you go on the air, take a few minutes to focus on what you want to say. As I mentioned, you need to know your message, what you want to share. You know, you need to relax. Just like if you're going to stand up and do your 30-second elevator pitch in a networking group, it's very nerve-wracking sometimes. So you need to make sure that if you're doing a radio interview on the telephone, that you have your book and your notes handy. But you don't want to read from them. It's more like a security blanket. You know what's in your book. You know what's in your pamphlet, what your services are. You know it's in your programs that you teach, okay? But having them visually there around you might make it easier for you. Now, it is a fact that you can speak more clearly and project your voice much better when you stand during a radio interview by telephone. I tell people that all the time. Okay, I can tell when people are just sitting down multitasking while they're interviewing. It shows, folks. So I don't know whether you can recognize it when someone else is talking to you on the telephone in a meeting or a conference call and they're not paying complete attention to you. So for me, I like to walk and talk. I don't know how many people out there like to do that, but I like to stand up and walk around. It makes me think better. It makes me feel more comfortable. Whatever fits for you. I don't recommend laying down, and I don't recommend sitting for long periods of time. Because when you sit, you tend to have a, you know, you tend to slump and take short breaths. So when you stand, you can breathe more deeply and project from your diaphragm, which allows you to come across clearer, more energetic, more contagious. So, you know, everything's done through telephone. Some people Skype in. A lot of us use a Bluetooth on a cell phone. One of the things that it's really important to do, and this is something that I recommend, is be hands-free. Remember, if we're standing and we walk around a little bit, we can move our hands around, we can get a little animated. Okay, remember, no one can see you, but they can only go by what they hear. And when you're animated and speaking and you're sitting still and speaking, there's a big difference. Okay, so this isn't any kind of new science that I'm coming up with. I'm just taking what we do every day. So, for instance, let me give you an example. You're driving down the highway. You're on your Bluetooth. You're talking to a client or a family member or somebody. You're talking on the phone. Now, you're paying attention to traffic, and you know, you're just answering everything because, you know, you're in rush hour. So let's change that scenario to that you're in your office or you're in your home or you're standing in the parking lot somewhere. You don't have anything to focus on but the call, and you're just standing there having a conversation. You come across a lot differently. You're able to speak better, and you're able to be more comfortable. So it's really important that you're comfortable, and when you have hands free, you're able to do that. And when you wear a headset or a Bluetooth, it allows you to speak and act more naturally. So I recommend that, highly recommend. Now, if you're holding your handset, that's great. Okay, maybe it's the first time you're going to do an interview. Do you want to go out and spend a bunch of money on stuff that you don't have? No. Hold the phone in your hand. Walk around. You have another hand. Move it around. Stand up. Sit down. Do whatever you feel is good. And the first interview you do is not going to be as good as the third one. So just get past that. All right. So when you wear a headset, as I mentioned, it's really better. Because you're able to just act and speak more naturally. Now, never worry about what you think someone else will think about what you say. When you worry about embarrassing yourself or saying the wrong thing, you usually will do that. Besides, you have no control over what someone else will think. But who you are really matters, right? You need to be who you really are. So for me, I always tell people when you go to a networking event or you go to a client meeting, bring you and only you. Because if they find out that you're not who you're representing, they won't want to do business with you. So if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. If you can laugh at yourself sometimes, it makes you look a whole bunch. But don't try to show up and be somebody else or worry about what other people are going to say. Just answer the questions and just tell the story. For me, no one really cares about your product or service, your book, your speaking engagements, how great you are until they know who you are. Then they'll make their own choices. So just go in with that type of attitude and just be who you really are. It's important, folks, not only on a radio show, but everywhere in life. So you need to be a powerful guest, so you need to act naturally. You cannot be a powerful guest when you are concerned about what you don't want to happen. So focus on your message and deliver it well. Okay, so does that mean you might have to practice? Yeah, and if you are any type of business owner that's making a forward movement, you need to know who you are, what you do, and who you do it for. You need to be clear on your message, and you need to practice it so that when you speak it, it becomes part of your language. Then it really shouldn't be a problem. So it's important to understand who you are, what you do, what your message is, who you serve. Can you help anyone? Probably, but do you know anybody, name anyone? Probably not. So it's it's important to be clear on your message. So I know that a lot of times people get a little overwhelmed with different things and they try to ad-lib or wing it. Not on this. You want to make sure that you know who you are, what you do, and why you do it. And that way, no matter what direction the host of that show goes in, you'll be able to be participating in it. Okay, so that means put aside any prepared agenda you may have and let the host lead with the questions. So a lot of times, what does that mean? People who listen to talk radio are smart. They know when someone is trying to sell them something, they don't want to be entertained, and they want to be entertained and informed. So say things that make them think. People, hosts, become quickly annoyed with guests who constantly repeat the title of their book, their website, their name of their business, and will often stop listening. Why? Because it's not about me, 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 me. Everybody has that what's in it for them thing happening. So don't go on the air thinking that you're some kind of superstar and you got to remind everybody about it. I always say this here. When you get caught up in your own headlines, okay, you're the only one reading the news. So be careful about the way you take that on. All right? I have people send me questions all the time. This isn't an infomercial. I want to make sure that I find out who that person is. I want to ask questions and feed off their answers. That's more natural. That's what makes people tune in and listen, makes people follow you. So, yeah, it's great to have prepared questions if you're doing a sales pitch, but this is called a radio interview. And this is to gain visibility so that people can know you, like you, trust you. Remember those three words everybody's using? But without connection, there's just three words everybody's using. Be smart. Make them have a connection with you. Try to set it up. Just be natural with it, okay? And when you're asked a question, answer it. Sometimes you might have to maneuver a way around a couple of things, but we'll get to that in a second. When you're on a radio to promote your book, your product, or your services, you must also provide entertaining content for the audience. You will not be invited back if you don't have the audience in mind. In other words, your book will get you on, but you must have something interesting to say that is unique, controversial, or fascinating. So remember, it's not about anything other than the fact that you can entertain the people with who you are, not what you do. It's real important that you understand that. Because if you don't, you're wasting your time doing anything. I'm just saying that out loud. If the host is inexperienced and asking non-relevant questions, answer the question as best as you can. Now, pay attention to this because this is where you're going to take control of the conversation a little bit. You're going to try to bring up another point that may lead the host to another question or ask the host a question. I recommend that in advance of your appearance, provide the host with a list of at least 10 questions that you deem important. Then it's kind of goes against what I just said before, right? You want to be yourself? You want to, you know, work off the conversation? But a lot of times a host isn't able to do that. So you want to give them some ideas on what areas you can talk in. Okay? So sometimes it's important, but how do you know what the experience of the host is? You don't. You can do a little homework. You can listen to his shows or her shows. That doesn't always mean that it's going to work out that simple. So you have to be prepared to have conversation with that host prior to your interview so that you can get a feel on whether or not they have it going on or they don't. And if they don't, do you want to be a guest on that show? Are you that person that will take anything to get anything? Or do you have a specific idea in mind? Are you reaching a certain niche? Are you wanting to be around a certain type of radio interview? These are your questions that you need to make sure of when you're making your list on what it's going to take for you to be a guest on that show. Make sure your comments are as brief as possible. Give the host the opportunity to ask more questions, and don't be afraid to take a breath now and then. Be prepared, but don't sound canned. Speak from your heart. So let me address that. Sometimes, You know, I produce a lot of radio shows, so I've trained hosts how to do this, and I listen to guests, and sometimes I'm wondering if they're ever going to breathe. And I know it's a nervous thing. I know it's from being nervous, and I know when they go back and listen to it, they're just upset with themselves. I know it's because I've had conversations with them. But you can control some of that, and sometimes we just get off the path. I mean, we're all human, right? But you can control some of that by making your comments short. Say, did you ever hear someone say, boy, that's a great question? Well, we know that they're searching for an answer. But at the same time, they're able to pause a second, give the answer, and then let the host take the show back. So figure out how it makes you comfortable to be in that situation. Okay, but know that it's his show or her show. You're just a guest. Be ready to pack a lot of information in a short amount of time and with as few words as possible. This will take some practice. If you must write them down, most important, don't read it, speak from it. Okay, so that's called bullet points, right? And it always points back to the beginning of this conversation that we're having, where it said that you know you must be clear on what you do. You must be clear on who you serve. You must be clear on who how you can help people. And you have to understand what it is. You have to really understand what value you bring. Make the bullet points so you can always reference to that. People value real experiences, some stories from your own life to embellish your message. Okay, so if you have experience, or maybe you experience a personal struggle or a triumph, tell this story and be sure that it is relevant to the topic that you are there to talk about. So let's talk about that. If you are in a service industry or maybe you have a product, what is it about that service or product that made you so passionate? Get that information out there so they understand. You know, you want to have a sense of humor, but don't have to be like, you know, the comedian, right? So however it comes off, it's better if you relax and allow the humor and to emerge during the conversation. Allow for spontaneity. Just be yourself, folks. Okay? You don't have to go on there to be a comedian to get everyone's attention. You can have a sense of humor. You can laugh at yourself. Okay? And you can use yourself as an example. I think it's better to have your purpose of doing a radio interview to be to reach out and help others. With this as your highest priority, the promotion of your books and your products will have more value to the listener. Remember, the listener needs to know the benefit of taking action to purchase your products before they will buy. So does that make sense to you? Okay. It's better to have your purpose of doing radio interviews to reach out and help others. Okay? So that's, to me, everything that I said in the beginning. If you're willing to serve and help others, if that's your highest priority, okay, then everything else will just fall into place. The listeners need to know the benefits of taking action to purchase your products before they will buy it. Make sure that you have all that included in your conversation without being salesy. One piece of advice I can give you is say your best stuff first. Learn to work what you want to say in the conversation in the beginning because you may not have the opportunity later. So what does that mean? Maybe the host doesn't like your conversation. Maybe the host isn't experienced enough to carry on the conversation. Maybe get knocked off the internet because of the power of the internet. Maybe the conversation goes in a different direction. Anything's possible. But if you get your best stuff on there first, if you're able to do it, don't force it. Because you don't know what opportunities can come from this, so you need to be you and work off of that. If a host asks you a question and you don't know the answer, it is so much better to admit that you don't know. If you make something up, more than likely, you will sound foolish. So if this happens, just respond by saying, that's a very good question. I have to do a little research on that so I can give a better answer next time. You have enough, you know, and then you can go to the next question. But here's one of the things that I think about when that happens. What if you don't know the answer to that question and you give an answer and you get called out on it by a caller or the host? Flag goes up. How much more relatable is it if you were to say, you know, that's a great question. I don't have the exact answer to that, but I can guarantee you when I come back on this show that I will be more prepared with that answer. So you're already offering the opportunity to come back on the show. You're telling them that you're real and that you, you know, being labeled an expert doesn't mean that you know everything in the whole wide world, right? That just kind of makes you relatable. So most radio hosts are not interested in fluff. If you've written a book, you're considered to be the expert on your subject. Act like one. You want people who can not only answer questions, but they want people who can present solutions for their listeners. So remember, keep your answers short. That'll keep you from having fluff in there. And you got to understand, the people doing the show, the radio host, this is their business. This is something they're passionate about, and they're trying to gain a list of followers. They're trying to provide good stuff. So if you help them do that, you become a valuable tool to that show, and that's going to pay off in the long run. Try to match the speed of your conversation with the speed of the host. If the host appears easy and laid back, be easy and laid back. If they talk fast, talk fast. Now, I want to make sure that I interject something in here. If the host appears easy and laid back, then you can be easy and as laid back as you can possibly be. We don't want to develop somebody else out of you, right? And if they talk fast, that doesn't mean you have to talk faster, but it just means you have to talk a little bit faster than maybe you normally do. So don't take it to the extreme. Hosts can usually tell if you're new at this. Okay, so speak up, be loud and clear. That doesn't mean yell. If you have an accent, it's wise to speak a little slower so you can be clear and easily understood. Now, listen, this means you need to do this regularly, not just on the radio, because you want to come across properly. You want to be heard. You want to be recognized. So after the interview is over, ask the host, not on the air, of course, okay? Keep this in mind. Who else do you know who might be interested in having me as a guest? Most talk show hosts often have valuable contacts in their markets, and if they were pleased with your interview and say so, they will refer you. So here's something that I really think is important on everything that we do. Okay, it's kind of like using the word thank you to the highest level. After you're done being interviewed, contact that host. Reach out to them. Allow them to know how you appreciated it. If they were happy with you, ask them. Give some feedback. You can't be better unless you get honest information. And remember, folks, when you ask this, make sure you understand that you take criticism just as well as you do compliment. And what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to better yourself at this. And if they say you were a great guest, ask them if they can recommend you to someone else. If they say you were a good guest, ask them if they could write you a testimony so that you could use it to help post stuff on your media page to be able to get more opportunities to be on other shows. Okay, so this is like when you go out and speak to a group of people, you always get the event coordinator to write you a testimony and people in the audience. Why? Because it helps you provide reason why other people should bring you in to speak or be on an interview. Okay, when you go into someone's business and you provide a service for them and they give you feedback, that's a testimony. That's why other people are going to hire you to do it. If you're a business coach, it helps. Even if you're that pest control company, it's going to help. So you really need to make sure that you do the follow-up. Okay, so, I mean, this is a way that you can use that information to solicit other radio shows for interviews or just to post it on your media page on your website. Because, remember, it's about creating that expert status, how to be recognized as a thought leader in your industry. We all know that from the very, very beginning, whenever we climbed into our first automobile and we recognized what the radio on the dashboard was, We recognize how important those people must be to be able to be on that show. That perception is not going away. We still think that way no matter how hard we try to change our way of thinking. Our belief systems are embedded in us, and that's a whole other program on how to change your beliefs. But I will say that 98% of the people, when I talk to them and I tell them I do internet radio, they say, what station is that? And I go, no, it's internet. Okay, how do I find it in my car? Well, now that answer changes because cars are coming out with internet radio access in the dashboard, just like AM and FM terrestrial radio, satellite radio. It's all in the future here. They're already coming out. Pandora is an internet-based radio show. So this is the future, folks. And if you're looking to move into the future and gain visibility through the tools that are out there, internet radio is one of the greatest tools available. We all know that YouTube draws up attention. But when you do internet radio programs, it goes there for, I mean, it never goes away. It's in the internet cloud there forever until the internet goes away. So whenever someone goes to search your name, guess what's going to pop up? A radio interview. And if you do multiple radio interviews, just like if you write multiple e-books, or if you write multiple books, or you do multiple videos, everything's the same. You're gaining visibility, which will allow you to gain growth in your organization. So I hope that these here different tips were helpful to you. I want to mention, you can go to toughtalkradionetwork.com/homepage or home, or just click on the home tab and you'll see a place where you can opt in to download these. Okay, so let me say it again, toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the home tab, opt in, and remember, okay, if you get one newsletter too many and you want to unsubscribe, that's okay. The important piece here is that you get this checklist. And make sure that you understand that if, once you go through this checklist and you want to be a guest on Tough Talk Radio Network, there's a whole list of shows that you can go to and be a guest on. You can always contact me at tony@tonygambone.com, or you can contact Tough Talk at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. You can call our offices at 832-437-8898 and talk to someone about being a guest on a show. We're always looking to help market others to gain the access or the visibility that they need in their business. So we have a proven process here, and we're willing to share and help with others. All you have to do is take the first step and reach out to us. So I just want to welcome everyone to this opportunity and know that we are available for your help, or to help you, I should say. Reach out and touch us. We'd love to find out more about how we can market you as that expert. I'm going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, so we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, and I just wanted to recap the show here today and allow everyone to understand where they can find this information. You can go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, click on the home tab, opt in to get the free download, you know, on the how to be a good radio guest. It's called Tough Talk Radio Network Guest Checklist. Check it out. Download it. Use it. Go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and become a guest on one of the shows. And let us help you start marketing your product and your service. That's our show for today, folks. And I hope that everyone will tune in every week. make sure that you remember the word of the week is leverage. The challenge of the week is how you're leveraging what you're doing and how you're doing it. Okay, I think that the internet radio guest opportunity is a great way to leverage who you are, what you do to millions around the world. Hope everyone has a blessed week. We look forward to you tuning in next week on Thursday, 9 a.m. Central Time.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.